is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Local, dependable. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. Welcome to Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. And today we have our friends from NAS Whiting Field joining us this morning. Hey, Jamie. Jamie Coffey is here, Public Affairs. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. Thanks again for having us. We had to start with some U2 this morning.
This was by request. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's gorgeous out today. It's Monday. It's a new week. We got to start on the positive because my Eeyore wakes up on Monday morning and goes, oh.
I know.
It's not a beautiful day.
Right.
It's Monday.
Don't let it happen. You just fight through it because
it is
a beautiful day and just that appreciation for what we have.
Yes, girl.
Every single day. We wake up in Northwest Florida in the most beautiful part of the country. Don't they say that Florida is the sunshine state?
Yes,
for a
preach,
reason?
Girl, preach.
And we've got beaches, we've got it all.
Yes.
And this town is just absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm so glad you're here because you always are a ray of sunshine when you come in the studio. She always starts my Mondays off right. So you have some guests with you. We have a full studio this morning.
Absolutely. So at the tail end, we're going to finish off with Miss Ashton. She's our NAS Whiting Field librarian.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about the summer reading program and we're going to talk about books. Even though we're only going to do it in 5 minutes, holy cow, we're going to go fast because she has got some incredible information for us. If you like to read, oh man, if kids support them to read and highlight them and highlight our programs through the Navy. So, and of course, NAS Whiting Field is doing amazing things with their library. We're the number one library for patron participation in the Navy. So, I can't wait to talk about Ashton.
That's very cool.
But first we will jump in with Mr. Ron McCurdy, who co-runs the NAS Whiting Field Ground Electronics Division. So we call him the GMO.
Wow.
He is Ground Electronics. He leads the maintenance and efficiency for all the air traffic control systems for Whiting Field. So although we work for the Navy, he is a fellow Air Force brother and has worked at Whiting Field for, I'd say, decades. And I mean that, decades.
Wow.
He has worked and served out at NAS Whiting Field. So he's a wealth of knowledge from Whiting Field, Ground Electronics, and more. So we're going to jump in. Again, thank you so much for being here, Ron.
You're welcome.
We're going to get into family, and when I say family, we're going to talk family because Ron can talk family for sure.
Okay.
So, married, children, grandchildren.
Yes. I say I got to Whiting Field last century, so 1999.
Oh, don't say that. Like that makes us all feel very old.
It's great. So, yes, my wife and I, we've been married for 37 years now. And,
wow. Good for you.
We have 15 children.
Yep.
10 bios.
Wait, back up. Excuse me?
15 children.
Yes.
You say that like that's, you know, everybody has 15 children. 15 children. God bless you.
It is an interesting
really
journey.
Yeah.
So we have 10 bios, 5 adopted. And
oh
actually,
gosh.
We have 16 with one foster in our home right now.
Y'all are amazing.
So,
that's wonderful.
And then we have 20 grandchildren, or 19, soon to be 20.
Wow.
So we're working our way up trying to populate the world, I guess, with grandchildren. But we have fun. We have fun with our grandchildren. It is a wonderful time. But the interesting thing, and I don't want to belay this, but it is we have our grandchild is 12 years old, and our youngest child is 4.
Wow.
So we have children from 35 to 4 years old. So
wow.
Yeah,
it's an interesting dynamic.
Boy, I bet the holidays are fun.
They're fun.
I mean, talk about an Easter egg hunt.
Well, what I did is my wife and I boycotted Christmas.
I was going to say, it's a lot of
pretty
stocking.
Pretty expensive, so we boycott Christmas, and then we go back after Christmas.
Yeah, Santa looked at your house and went, I don't know.
Absolutely. You and Denise are busy, we'll say
that
for
good
sure.
Good for you.
Yep, incredible. And we'll get into that because we would love to hear a little bit about that and about your family and how that was all formed and the love for the program and what others can do too. Absolutely. If they're thinking about fostering, which is so needed in our community and adoption. So we're going to jump into that at the end.
Okay.
But I want to talk a little bit about Kenneth Whiting. So obviously our base is named, NAS Whiting Field is named after Kenneth Whiting. So we want to jump into that. You provide, Ron, a brief when we host the Santa Rosa leadership every year for the Military Day, and you talk about Kenneth Whiting. So I want to ask just a few questions about this legend. His namesake originates as Captain Kenneth Whiting. In the eyes, he's not, in my eyes, he's not just bad to the bone. He's done incredible things, and he is a hero. He trained with the Wright brothers, correct?
Correct.
No kidding.
Yep.
He How interesting.
The last one to train with him.
So, really?
Yeah. I mean, when I say bad to the bone, we're going to jump into it, but he's one of his nicknames is the father of aircraft carriers. So he's known for getting for that work of getting those airplanes to land on aircraft carriers. I can't even imagine at the time what that was like. Okay, you've got this gigantic floating ship in the middle of the ocean. Hey, why don't we land aircraft on?
Whose idea was that?
Yeah. Like, and then
and
they
was
just
the first
make it
one.
Happen. Yeah.
I mean,
it's just
talk about some courage.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Now, but he also had some submarine work.
Yeah. So, what I like about Kenneth Whiting is he not only told people this is what we should do, he did it himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, what he did is in 1908, he commanded the Porpoise. It's a USS Porpoise submarine, and he came up with an idea of saying, "I think we could." If you got emergency and you're stuck underwater, we can get out of the submarine maybe through a torpedo tube. So what he did is he put his theory to a test.
I think it's crazy, but
it is absolutely insane.
I'll say brave.
Yeah, no
brave
kidding.
Or whatever you want to call it. So he put his theories to his test in April of 1909, actually, and he squeezed into an 18-inch tube and grabbed a hold of the support braces and told him to go ahead and pressurized the tube, filled it up with water. Took him 77 seconds to get up to the top. I think they were like 25 feet down below the water. He got hung up a little bit and almost didn't make it, but he didn't put that in a report till like 20 years later
because
he didn't
want to
get anybody upset.
This is 1909.
Yes. And so he was an interesting guy, and he was a brave soul. And what I like about him is he didn't say, hey, sailor, do this, you know, and up. He didn't make it. Let's do another one. You know what I mean? And just go through sailors. He did it himself. Mm. You know, he was a true leader. So that, to me, that's what makes a leader. But anyway, so he did that. And he was, like Jamie said, he was personally trained by Orville Wright, aviator number 16. So if you go to the Naval Air Museum, you'll see his picture up there in his aviator number 16. And it is phenomenal, his story. And we are the only base in the world that is named after a person. Everybody else is, you know, NAS Pensacola.
Right.
And
really?
NAS
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, of course.
So yeah. Whiting Field is named after, we have our own namesake. And I just got to put this out, Jamie.
Yeah.
NAS Pensacola, they're the cradle of naval aviation. Sorry about that. But cradles are for babies.
Oh.
Whiting Field
Uh-oh.
Makes warriors. All right.
Uh-oh.
So we got a battle here.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. If you have anything to say about that, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with NAS Whiting Field. And all comments here are those of the sponsors. We'll be back in just a minute. Ooh, I'm not on the mic. I'm from, and hello, we're back. Oh my goodness, it's Monday morning for sure. I know, we're having too much fun chatting. Okay. This is Pep Talk with Meg, 850-437-1620. We're back. We got lots to talk about. Our friends are here with Jamie Coffey, Ron McCurdy, and also, I didn't catch your first name.
Ashton.
Okay, and Ashton is here, librarian, so we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. Still talking about NAS Whiting Field in Milton, Florida, talking about Kenneth Whiting. So I want to mention real quick a book by Felix Haynes. So Felix Haynes has written the first biography on Kenneth Whiting. So I just thought it would be fitting to mention the book today since we have our librarian and Ashton's here and is going to talk about reading. But the name of the book is Kenneth Whiting, Remembering a Forgotten Hero of Naval Aviation and Submarines. And again, that's by a gentleman by the name of Felix Haynes. So it was on Amazon, and it's going to be, I think, on Amazon again. They're going to put it out for sale, but we also have it in our library. So just a phenomenal book. So, Ron, I want to jump back in and get to know you a little bit. We talked a little bit about family and kids and adoption and fostering. Did you start fostering and then ended up adopting children? And how did it work for you and Denise?
Well, the journey real quick started out as we had 10 bio children. And my wife always wanted to foster. And she came to me in 2016, roughly around there, and asked if we can foster. And I didn't know what fostering was, I had no idea. And then so she told me a little bit about it. I said, we can do that, but we're not going to adopt. We got plenty of children, and we're good.
Right.
And that didn't work out too well.
No.
five adoptions. So, but what it is you learn, you bring these children in your home. We've had about 45 children in our home and through the years. And they come in, and you see what they've been through, the trauma they've been through,
right?
And you develop this bond with them, and you've got them in your home for 2 or 3 years, and they go up for adoption, and they're your children, you know. So it's not, you don't say, oh, okay, well, just go somewhere else. So it is one of those things.
You've fallen in love with them, and they have fallen in love with you,
and they become part of you, mm-hmm. And your whole perspective changes.
Yeah.
About, okay, what, it, you know, is it for me? You know, when are we going to have an empty nest? You know, I'll be about 80 years old when I have an empty nest. But that's okay. I mean, that's what my wife and I chose. It's our mission now. It's a ministry for us. And so it's been wonderful. I mean, we've ups and downs. It's not easy. It is not easy. So please don't think that, oh, I'm going to go foster and save the world, and I'm just a wonderful person, because you're going to go through some trials.
Right. Oh, sure.
Kids, they know more words than a sailor does in their vocabulary. So it's a different life, but you show them love, and it brings it in.
So
and,
if people are called to foster, you know, in the community, because we do have the need here,
right,
where would they jump in? If, okay, here's my first thought,
right,
and we've talked it over with the family, and we want to support a program like that, where would that process start?
And I'll give you a web address, and I'll give you some numbers.
Okay.
Not everybody can foster because it's just not their calling. But if it's not your calling, you can always help. Everybody can help some way. There's Feed Fosters, Feed Family Fosters, which is once a month. They provide food for the foster families, which is a blessing, you know, so we don't have to cook for all these children and things of that nature. Once a month, we get that break. And then we have Florida FAPA, which is Foster Adopt Parent Association, which I happen to be on the board.
Say that one more time. And you say FAP?
Yeah, FAPA. Say that. Is Florida, if you go to the website, Florida, FAPA.org, oh, FAPA, Florida. It's a Foster Adopt Parent Association, .org. You can get some more information. Okay. But the person to call if you're interested in becoming a foster parent is Stephanie Case at 850-728-2570. That's 850-728-2570.
Thank you so much for the info, just because people are going to be called to do things like that where it makes impact in our community,
right,
and impact and makes a difference in the lives of these children right here in our hometown.
Mm-hmm. And we're always looking for sponsors to, you know, for keynote speakers and things of that nature, for these education conferences we have for foster parents to teach them how to cope with the children that come through their house. And like I said, we just finished up our weekend in Orlando, and very good, very good. A lot of good information for
you. Can also foster for special circumstances, which can be a temporary foster.
Yes.
So I have done that and gone through. There's a foster training program, foster parent training program that
there's
you can
different
go through.
Levels of foster mm-hmm. parent that you can do. You can do
Department of Children
relative.
Families has a need for fosters, even temporary, just for example, if a parent gets arrested and they need somebody just to watch these children rather than putting them in a shelter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's another way you can help.
There's all kind of different avenues, and Stephanie can definitely walk you through that and help you out.
Ron, thank you so much for what you do and all the difference you make. I wish we had more time.
I know.
I wish we did, but I want to get with Ashton.
I just
want to
say one thing. My wife has a big heart, and if I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for her.
We love you, Denise.
Thank you.
Shout out. Shout out. Okay, so we're going to jump into reading program and a reading program kickoff. So NAS Whiting Field, MWR librarian, is in the house, Ashton Johnson. I'll say you're an Air Force sister as well. Say an Air Force spouse of an is he retired now?
He is.
Okay, so he's retired. But he's one of our ammo guys out of Herbie, mm-hmm. out of Herbert Field. And so again, the ties on the Air Force side with the Navy. But anyway, so let's just jump in. You guys have done an amazing job with your reading program, and you just had a kickoff event.
Yes. So thank you for having me today. It's really amazing. The theme of for summer reading this year is level up at your library.
Level up.
Level up.
Okay.
So we got to. Oop. So we had Mario Kart races going on live action. We had a live action Pac-Man maze that was going through. We had so much fun.
Fortnite laser tag, I heard.
Yeah, my son loved it. It was fantastic.
That sounds like fun.
I mean, they're making reading fun at all age levels.
It is for all ages. So our DoD summer reading program is for all ages. 0 to 109 can sign up for it.
There you go.
And it's so simple to do. You either go to whitingfield.beanstack.org or you can download the Beanstack app and find Whiting Field on there.
Beanstack. Yep. Like spell it for us.
Can you spell that? Beanstack?
BEANSTACK.
Okay.
Cool.
And all reading counts. So all of the story times that you're doing, so Ron, I'm sure your wife is reading a ton of stories on out there. You can go through and you log all those minutes spent reading. If you have subtitles on your TV, you log all those minutes as well, because all reading counts. The heart behind the program is to show how much we read.
Mm. Yeah.
So I know our students, they are out there, they're training, they are reading a lot.
Yeah, our student aviators.
Yeah. Yep. And then for all the reading that you do, you get to level up for prizes. And so you get really cool prizes for us.
Oh my gosh.
If you can't do the DoD library one, all of the local libraries and the public are doing a summer reading program.
Excellent.
So you can reach out there too and find out what they're doing.
Everybody needs to read.
Yes.
Read.
Reading is fundamental. Reading is fun.
You can still do it on your phone even. So,
yes.
You know. I sing my ABCs every single day when I'm putting books away.
Yeah.
So it's like, that is like the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't realize how much you read.
Mm.
And so that's the heart of the program. So when you have audiobooks, when you are coming to story time, because we do story time every Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m., I want to say.
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk more about what's happening with NAS Whiting Field. So don't go away. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our friends from NAS Whiting Field are here. Just a couple minutes left. Jamie, what would y'all like to talk about?
Sure. So, again, we're talking with Ashton Johnson today for the summer reading programs. She's our MWR, NAS Whiting Field librarian. And we were talking about the kickoff, the reading kickoff event, where we had Fortnite laser tag and Pokemon trainers and Mario trike races and just a little bit of everything. But Ashton, now there's another event coming up. I want to say it's for back to school. What is that
so
about?
We are going to have a back to school bash, and it is going to be outer space themed.
Oh.
And we at Whiting Field MWR, we give you the experience. So we gave you Mario Kart live action. You got on the trikes, you went around it, you got hit with shells, you got hit with power ups. We had bananas on out there. We had Donkey Kong. It was just fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're going to take you through the solar system. And it will be our back-to-school bash for our military families. And it is just going to be so awesome.
So if they want more information on this back-to-school bash or on the summer reading program, is there a website that they can go to for MWR?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have NavyMWRWhitingfield.com.
Okay.
And then we also have a Facebook page, too. So you can find us there. Just look up MWR Whiting Field, and you'll get all of the information. And it's just awesome. We keep it all really up to date, and so it's just great.
Thank you for your creativity. You and Katie Prestesater do an amazing job of keeping everyone's interest and supporting the military families and supporting the kids and supporting the naval aviators and the instructor pilots. You guys are doing some amazing stuff out there for fun and for resources.
It's the MWR team. We've got a really solid team here at Whiting Field.
Like, thank you again,
Ashton.
Yeah, thanks again. And just thank you both, you and Ron, for coming on and kind of sharing your stories. I know we could talk about it over. And
I mean,
we just need more time for sure. Ron, did you want any shout outs or last minute add-ins?
No, I just I appreciate everybody at Whiting Field. It is a wonderful base to work at and work for. Like I said, 26 years out there has been phenomenal. I got incredible technicians that make my job so easy. Right. Leading them, it is phenomenal. So I do appreciate everybody out there.
All right. Thank you all so much for being here. We are out of time, which I can't believe. Rami, got to have you back to find out. We had several questions about electronics. Okay. Also had a great comment by my friend Bruce, who was saying there was another place, Ellison Field, was also named for someone. So we have to get that story on. But he wrote me about 5 minutes worth of the story. So, Bruce, I don't have time. But thank you for sending it in.
Go
Thank you, Jamie, for being here. Thanks, everybody. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.